This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians continue to struggle to flee from areas of Gaza targeted by the Israeli military after the expected land offensive a week after Hamas's bloody attack into Israel. Residents of the territory are now grappling with a growing water crisis after Israel put the region under a total siege and stopped the flow of any resources. Israel's chief military spokesman has accused Hamas of trying to use civilians as human shields and issued a new appeal to Gaza residents late Saturday to move south. A week after those brutal attacks on Israel by Hamas militants, Israel's military says it's preparing for the coordinated offensive in Gaza using air, ground, and naval forces. As tensions escalate, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his diplomatic push through the region.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Saudi and United Arab Emirates leaders Saturday and reached out by phone to his Chinese counterpart to try to prevent the fighting between Israel and Hamas from erupting into a wider war in the Middle East. Blinken is expected to head to Egypt on Sunday, where the fate of some 2 million civilians in Gaza will be high on the agenda. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Speaking for the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner on Saturday, U.S. President Joe Biden condemned anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, transphobia, and homophobia.
Because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. Hate toward one group left unanswered opens the door for more hate toward more groups more often, readily.
And Biden referred to last week's attack by Hamas on Israeli territory as a manifestation of hate that took the lives of at least 1,300 people, including 27 Americans. This is VOA News. A new poll by the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research shows the Hunter Biden investigations are leading to ethical concerns about President Biden. AP correspondent Mike Hempen with more.
As President Biden seeks re-election amid investigations into his son Hunter and an impeachment inquiry, the poll shows 35% of U.S. adults think the president has done something illegal. The survey shows a third of respondents think Biden acted unethically but not illegally, and 30% say the president has done nothing wrong. The results reflect a political divide in the U.S. and skepticism about the morality of government leaders. About two-thirds of Republicans say they think Biden is guilty of crimes pertaining to his son, but only 8% of Democrats and 38% of independents agree. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, and Prevention reports the obesity problem in the United States continues to grow.
The CDC reports the latest data indicates that last year, in 22 U.S. states, 35% or more of the adult population was considered obese, defined as having a body mass index of 40% or more of body fat. That's up from 19 states the year before. And the CDC noted 10 years ago, no U.S. state had an obesity rate of more than 35%. The CDC reports every U.S. state currently has an obesity rate of at least 20%. The agency said additional support for obesity prevention and treatment should be made an urgent priority. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A senior Congolese official says that a boat capsized in Congo's northwest, killing at least 27 people. More than 70 others were missing as rescuers searched frantically for survivors. The locally made boat capsized late Friday in the town as it transported more than 100 passengers along the Congo River to the town of Bulumba. That is according to the deputy provincial governor, who said 27 bodies had been recovered. The Civil Society of Congo, a local civil society group, said 49 people died in that accident, which is said occurred after an engine failure. The contradictory death tolls could not be reconciled one way or the other. China's special envoy on the Middle East will visit the region next week over the crisis in Israel and Gaza, according to state media CGTN. On Sunday, China's special envoy told the agency that he will further strengthen coordination with all parties in the direction of a ceasefire, the protection of civilians, and more. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.